Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Now, today we learned that on field trips, many things can go wrong, including flinging poops.
Yeah, Zac Efron learned that if you clapped, for some reason, the monkeys would throw poop at you at the zoo.
Weirdest part of High School Musical was that. We also found out that many of you have stories that no one in the world believes.
There is one that involves a little bit of nudity, a gorilla mask, and $20.
Yeah, you're not going to... That's next. That's all I can say on the Morning Mix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
What are those monkeys doing over there? Oh my God! Zac Efron and his idiot buddies. Fifth, sixth grade field trip. The sign at the monkey enclosure says, do not clap at the monkeys. So after they passed by the monkey enclosure, Zac and his buddies decided to run back and clap the monkeys. So they start clapping. They're like, hey, buddy, what's up? Oh, no. And the monkeys started flinging poop everywhere. They got poop on Zac and his friends. They got poop on other families who were there. It was hitting strollers and babies. Poop everywhere. That's what monkeys do, guys.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And on field trips, you have, like, extra energy.
You
don't know what to do because you're not in school and you start acting a fool.
Everything's different. You're not in school. Start acting a fool.
It's crazy.
I like it. It's like 90s hip-hop in here. But it happens. Hi, Julia. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. You were on the school field trip, and what happened?
Yeah, so we went to a nature preserve, and we all lined up for, you know, a group photo. And we were told, you know, 1, 2, 3, say cheese. And as everybody said cheese, one student shouted the F word.
Oh. Well.
Solid bit. Solid bit. And then did that student get found out and get in trouble?
Yeah. I didn't have anything to do with it. I wanted to stay out of it, but yes.
Yeah. I swear it wasn't me.
Right.
How dare they? Classic. Hey, guys, on three, say cheese. No, I got one.
Yeah, this will...
Watch this.
This will get them.
I might start that with my friends now. Well, now it's not bad.
1, 2, 3. Gotcha. What? Hi, Katie. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
We're doing well. You guys were at Lincoln Park Zoo, and what happened on the field trip?
We were all in a lagoon on those paddle boats, and one by one, most of the boys started with... about half the class ended up inside the water.
Really? And that's not allowed. And that
was our last class trip.
Wow. So about how many kids in the end were in the lagoon?
Oh, probably 20 or more.
Oh, my God.
So were they jumping in voluntarily or pushing each other?
Probably a little bit of both.
Yeah,
you know, they're fifth grade boys.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
What do
they do the rest of the day? Everything's wet.
Oh, we don't think that far.
We literally don't think
that far. No. You think we're crazy?
I hope the ladies paddled away.
Yeah,
from
I was like, bye,
you know,
idiots.
Bye, guys.
It's a lot deeper than I thought it was. We got a lot of texts about what happened. My brother-in-law was taunting the monkeys, and then the monkeys just began peeing on them. That's almost worse than the poop.
So this all makes sense now why we have the glass in Lincoln Park Zoo.
Yeah.
Because there's must have been a lot of these incidents.
High school teacher here. Once a year, we take a group of students overnight down to Springfield for the old state, you know, government tour. Well, we were there. Overnight, we had to do room checks. And boy, if I didn't find bottles of booze stuffed inside toilet tanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty smart.
You're supposed to put in the shampoo bottles.
Pretty wild. Pretty wild. Eighth grade field trip. We overpacked the elevator at the Lincoln Monument in Washington, D.C., set off the fire alarm, and half the class had to get stuck in the elevator as they evacuated the building.
That's terrible.
Pretty fun. And watch out for these bad kids, 773. I'm almost Swanee, can I read it? Okay. Well, seventh grade, we got kicked out of Navy Pier for touching the water feature. I apologize if that offends.
Water feature.
They touched the water feature.
Okay? I like that dancing water.
These are bad kids. They're touching water.
Mm-hmm.
Get them out of here. Get them out of Navy Pier.
Huh.
Get the hell out of here. You cannot play with this water feature. You monster. Get out of here. Oh, now you're wet. Go home.
Yeah.
Tell your mom what you did. Mom, I played with the water feature. What's a water feature?
Right. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Is it where the water squirts out of the ground?
Right,
and
exactly
it's like whack-a-mole with water?
I
thought you were supposed
to
touch it.
That's what those are there for.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I'm not picturing the right thing.
The one at Water Tower Place, like that mall, you know, when you're going up the escalator,
that one
you're not
weird.
Supposed to touch
not
that
one.
One.
But then there's one at Navy Pier. I don't know if it's still there, but it's like as you enter Navy Pier.
You sit on it.
And you'd sit on it, and it would blow up your butt. You'd be like, yeah, I feel great, you know? You'd spit out water.
Well, if it feels so good, no wonder people are touching it.
I'm bummed that they got kicked out. Good luck. God bless them.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
We started with a man who shares a story that he was out for a walk and out of nowhere, he got pelted with a rock by Sasquatch, which knocked him out. His wife found him unconscious in the woods. For some reason, his pants were around his ankles and they had to call an ambulance. Now, Whip, similarly, nobody believes it, but it's true. Whip Jell-O wrestled two gals in the middle of Allstate Arena during a Kid Rock concert.
Yeah.
We got a number of texts from people who said, I think I was there. Pretty sure I remember that. I used to like Whip, and now I love him.
Yeah. It's a fuzzy memory probably for anybody who was actually in attendance.
He also walked away with a fuzzy growth, which thankfully the cream got rid of about a decade later, but he's okay. Hi, Heather. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Stirring that coffee.
Good.
Now, Heather, I got to ask you. You have a story that's real, but nobody believes it.
Nobody believes it.
And what is it?
So I was in my 20s, and I was on the corner of Damon, where the Blue Line is, and Wicker Park in Bucktown. There used to be an old comic shop there.
Yeah.
And this guy was like, hey, could you do me a favor? I need a picture for a magazine article that I wrote. And I was in my 20s and stupid, and I was like, sure. So he walks me up to this building. The comic shop is closed and locked. I proceed to go in and walk all the way to the back of the comic shop. He's like, wait right here. And I'm like, okay. And he comes out butt naked in nothing but a gorilla mask, holding something over his you-know-what. I didn't know what to do, so I proceeded to just take the pictures. And then he walked me out and paid me $20. So I'm for sure I was getting murdered.
What the hell?
Okay, the contest is over.
Heather, I'm going to be honest with you. We're going to take some other calls. Please don't go anywhere, okay? Don't hang up the phone, Heather. I don't even know if we should take the other call.
I don't know if we should have taken that call.
Oh, the visual is fantastic, though.
Wait, you got $20, yeah. Man.
Well, let's find out what happened to Susan, I guess. Okay. Hi, Susan. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. I listen to you guys every morning. Love the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, what's a story about you that you tell that's true but no one believes?
So, only like 3 people believe this whole story, only because they were there with me. I play pool semi-professionally, and my opponent wanted to flip the coin to determine who would break up the ball. So I flipped the coin. The coin landed on the pool table on the edge of the coin. Standing straight up.
Whoa.
And if the 3 other people weren't there, there's no way they would ever believe it. And we tell other people this story whenever we want to flip a coin. And I'm like, well, do you want to call Edge? Because sometimes I land on Edge.
That's crazy. Have you ever tried to replicate that?
Yeah, right.
And has it ever worked for you?
No, I replicated it. Other people have tried it, and no, never. Just that one time.
That's wild. That's got to be some crazy stat. Like, there's 1 in a billion chance
it
would happen.
And maybe a brand new quarter.
Right?
With a very sharp edge.
In a sticky surface.
Got to be.
I'm trying to figure all of that out.
Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good.
John, what's the story that you tell that's true but nobody believes?
So last week when we had the big storms, I'm driving home from work. Coming off of Randall Road onto the tollway, it feels like I'm driving through the Twister movie with all the lightning, hail, and storms and everything. I'm on the tollway. All of a sudden, big flash of light. Lightning strikes my car. All my lights go off. The engine turns off. I'm coasting down the highway for maybe 30 seconds. Then everything comes back on again.
I drive home.
Whoa.
I get home. I tell my family, hey, I think I got struck by lightning. They're like, yeah, yeah, John. Another story of yours.
Really?
Don't believe me. Yeah.
Do you have superpowers now?
Yeah, yeah. Can you fly?
Well, the funny thing is, I do have some kind of electrical powers for most of my life, but I haven't figured out how to make money with it. But I get stuck in the elevator probably 20 times a year.
Okay.
I walk by computers and the power goes off, all kinds of weird stuff.
Really?
But,
so you're attracting the electricity.
You're electric.
Right, right.
That's wild.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing.
Okay.
Wow, it does beg the question. John's electric.
What?
That's crazy. Nobody believes it, guys. I'm electric. I got struck by lightning. And finally, Missy. Hi, Missy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good today. How about yourself?
I love the qualifier. Today, I'm doing good. Now, what is the story that's true but nobody believes?
This is a true story. Nobody believes it. I was walking in the mall one day, and there's a big crowd of people in a shoe store, and I was trying to figure out what's going on, and I go in line, and here is King Louie is inside the shoe store taking pictures and greeting people, and I didn't know who he was. I had to look him up. He was a rapper, and my kids didn't believe me. They're like, no way, Auto Joliet Mall. And I said, oh, yeah, he's here. And I took a bunch of pictures with
him. All right, so rapper King Louie, they're like, that's not real, Mom. That didn't happen. And nowadays, you'd be able to pop out your cell phone and be like, no, he's right here, and here's me, and there's him.
Exactly.
You know King Louie? Are we going to play him on Mix New Musical?
I don't know.
Maybe
you
he's on that throwback weekend.
Right.
What if there are like 14 King Louis in the
be.
You know what I mean? Like
Louis.
King Louis the Fourth, King Louis the Seventh.
They just keep rotating them out.
Like, well.
Yeah.
So look, guys, Missy saw rapper King Louis. John got struck by lightning and has electric powers. Susan flipped a coin and it landed on the edge. But I'm pretty sure we're all in alignment. You're just walking through Wicker Park and a man says, hey, can you come take a picture of me? And then he comes out of a room in a gorilla mask naked covering his junk and you take the photo. Heather, congratulations.
Thanks.
You're so welcome. This is the weirdest story I've ever heard in my entire life.
I'm so dying to Google that scenario
I
to find, to see if I can find the picture on the internet somewhere, because maybe it ended up in a magazine.
I've tried to find the picture and the article for like 20 years. It happened in like 2021,
you guys,
or 2001.
He was lying. Okay.
Yeah, but she took the picture, though.
No, I know, but
it's
he didn't write an article. I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
She got 20 bucks. That's exactly what reporters do.
Yeah,
they give you
know.
20 bucks.
Okay.
Right,
where did
you
get the money?
Mix and match, it's an easy game for you. Mix and match even has a theme song too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play mix and match.
Let's mix it and match it. Please welcome to the show, Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
Paul, have you heard us play mix and match before?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you know the drill. We're going to fill in the blank. We'll write down our answers. You pick one of us and match the answer. Paul, do you frequent the movies? Do you like going to the movie theater to see movies?
I do.
Okay, great. And are you a candy guy when you go to the movie theater?
Yes.
Okay, what kind of candy do you go for, Paul?
I like putting Reese's Pieces in my popcorn.
Oh, my man. Yeah, they get all melty and ooh, it's good.
Yep.
Well, it is time for a little bit of mix and match. Nikki Whip and Violetta, here is the question today. Given that the Oscars are on Sunday and we've got a lot of movies that maybe you need to watch, going to the theater is a fun experience for you, for your friends, family. It's a great time. When I go to the theater, the movie theater candy I love most is blank. Nikki held it up right away.
Whoa.
The movie theater candy I love most. And we're going to see if I can read through Whip's screen thing there. See, like, Whip's got a glass reflection
you
here.
See that?
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I
got it. Wait, one more time on that? Hang on a second. I said got it 19 times and I did not actually got it. It's
now
upside down. Now it's right side up. Got it. I had to make sure. Okay, great. So I've got everybody's answers locked in. Now, Paul, what do you do for a living?
I'm an X-ray tech.
X-ray tech. Oh, cool. What's the coolest X-ray thing you've ever seen? Like, what was there like a mouse crawling around inside somebody's body or something?
Ew.
I don't know.
A different animal, but yeah.
No.
It was a gerbil. It was a gerbil, I bet. Was it a gerbil? Just blink twice, Paul.
Yeah,
yep,
I heard
it was a gerbil.
Okay,
watch out.
Careful. People are crazy, honestly.
Well, yeah, you better be careful. I know exactly where it was, too. But anyway, we're taking this thing back door. Okay, Paul, here's the deal. I've got the list of everybody's answers. I asked the room,
What's your go-to movie theater candy? You've got Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta. Paul, who do you want to match with today?
We're going to go with Chris.
All right, my man. And now, Paul, I'm told, are your kids in the car with you right now?
Yeah.
Hey, all right.
Oh, wow.
What's everybody's names? Who do you got in there, Paul?
Matt. I'm Shannon. Hello.
Matt and Shannon.
Matt and Shannon?
Yep.
Okay, great. You are more than willing, Paul, to allow them to help. I'm honored that you chose me. We're going to find out. Can Paul mix it and match it? I said to the room, what is your go-to movie theater candy? Did I, Chris, say Reese's Pieces, Dots, Snow Caps, or the jumbo bag of peanut M&Ms?
Yes, it's
Reese's.
I think it's the
Reese's. Love this. They're really confirming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Final answer, Paul?
Final answer.
Reese's Pieces?
Yes.
Reese's Pieces on the surface makes the most sense, but no, it is not Reese's Pieces.
Oh.
Now, you got two kids in the car. Shannon, you want to take another guess, Shannon? Is it Dots, Snow Caps, or Jumbo Peanut M&Ms?
M&M's.
Jumbo peanut M&M's?
Yep.
No, hang on a second.
Let's just eliminate all of them. Let's
hang on a second. Now we got one more kid in the car. Matt, is it Matt?
Yes.
Hey, Matt, what's your guess, my man? Is it Dots or Snow Caps?
Dots.
My man, let's go! Paul, you should have let Matt start from the beginning.
I got you snacks.
Let's go. You love Dots?
Yes.
Let's go, my man. Yeah, I love a young man that loves grandma candy just like I do.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can pick out Nikki's. Now, I got Dots. So does Nikki love Reese's Pieces, Snow Caps, or the jumbo bag of peanut M&Ms?
Okay.
Snow Caps.
Snow Caps.
Oh, no.
I'm falling apart in here.
I thought you guys said no cap.
Yeah, I'm like,
so
did I. Like, watch out. These kids are.
We're for real.
They're cool. Yeah. On God. No. Who among us likes the Snow Caps?
It's me, Violetta.
Oh.
I like putting them with my popcorn, too, and they kind of melt. It's a good mix.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, so let's try again. Does Nikki like Reese's Pieces or the jumbo bag of peanut M&Ms?
Peanut M&Ms.
Oh, my God.
This is amazing.
Paul, I'm with you. I'm on your side with the Reese's Pieces.
Yes. I usually do so well when I listen.
I love it. Yeah, well, then you're in the zone. People say it's like you get a little foggy in the brain when you're live on the show.
Because all of these are so good. And I will say a runner-up, Raisinets, as always. People forget about Raisinets.
Raisinets really pops my Dots grandma candy right off the shelf.
Well, plus they're healthy.
Yeah, exactly. You're eating raisins. Yeah. What are you talking about?
True.
And finally, did Whip say the jumbo bag of peanut M&Ms or the jumbo bag of peanut M&Ms?
We're going jumbo bag of peanut M&M's.
Yeah, biggest one they have.
There you go.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Wedding season's coming. Here we are in basically the beginning stages of spring. It's coming. March 19th, we think, is actual spring starts, according to the thing we Googled the other day.
Yeah.
Spring's a-coming. And then summer. Summer wedding season. If you're engaged, right now is about the time you're trying to plan that summer wedding. You're trying to book that venue. You're trying to keep the thing below the Chicago average of $56,000, Bob. That's insane. Please welcome wedding planner Jennifer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Are you Jenny from the block?
Of course I am.
Okay, good.
This is perfect because Jennifer Lopez was in The Wedding Planner, and I feel like after you saw that movie, you had a lot of questions.
You have to. Now, Jennifer, how long have you been a wedding planner?
A little over 15 years.
Okay, great. Oh, good. We got some experience here. That's awesome. Are you married yourself?
I am.
Okay, great. Did you plan your own wedding?
I did.
Was it more stressful planning your own wedding or helping people plan their weddings?
Helping people plan their wedding, definitely.
Really? Okay, do you feel the pressure that they want their day to be perfect and you're doing all you can to make it perfect?
100%.
Okay. Now, are you planning weddings in the burbs, in the city, or just anywhere the couples are getting married?
Majority in the city.
Okay, great. And do you have a name of your business?
I do. Jewel Events Catering.
You catered my wedding.
I did.
Well, Jewel Events did. I don't know if we met you, but yeah. How weird is that?
Wow.
What are the odds?
That is very weird.
Jewel was our caterer.
I've been there for 10 years.
Did you guys have the fried chicken? Because it's the best there.
We had mac and cheese bites. Jewel, this one. No, okay. So yeah, Jewel, that's so wild. This is all completely random. But yes, Jewel Catering did our wedding in 20, when did we get married? 2014.
I don't know.
I was
going to
guess 2012. I would have been
2014.
Sure.
Yeah, 2014.
Okay.
June of 2014. Our 10-year anniversary is this summer. So, Jennifer.
That's right when I started.
We might have had our tasting with you. This is wild.
You might have.
You guys crushed it. We loved it. The reason we went with you guys was you had a great vegetarian option. But anyway, here's the thing. You are planning weddings. What is the number one thing people are asking you about when they come in to plan their wedding? What seems to be the most important thing to couples?
The venue. And the food and the bar.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
All those things.
Okay, so the big stuff.
What are some of the venues that you just recommend that you think, you know what, these places are beautiful? What comes to mind first?
My favorite venue in the city is the old post office.
Yeah, I remember when they first started doing that a few years ago.
Now, do you know just offhand, and I don't know if we get in trouble, but what does it set you back to throw a wedding at the old post office? Just to get the room. A lot. Okay.
Just to get the room, you're looking at double digits for the room, for the space.
Really? Now, are you seeing a trend of big weddings, small weddings, or has it not really changed?
You know what? The big weddings are definitely coming back.
Really?
I feel like they're either big weddings or they're small weddings. There's really no more in between.
All right. Now, I have a quick question, please, Jenny. So I got married a million years ago. And we decided for my wedding, no chair covers. That was an expense. I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to do. We're not going to do that. I showed up the day of my wedding, and there were chair covers because my mom had gone behind my back to our planner and requested chair covers. So
happens all the time.
That was my question. Is there a crazy thing that a mom kind of went right behind the bride's back and changed about the wedding that you were like, well, let's do this?
Yes, absolutely. Moms definitely have their opinion, but chair covers are no longer a thing.
Okay, good.
Really?
Yeah, naked chairs. Everybody wants just nude, open chairs.
Yeah.
New vibes. If you're here to win your Olivia Rodrigo tickets, we're coming. Don't worry. Your chance to win O-Rod tickets coming very soon.
Oh, then I'll make this one quick. So hopefully this question makes sense. Is there anything that you handle for people that secretly in the back of your mind you're like, they don't really need me for this, but I'm putting it in as part of my deal, and I'll do it for them. You know what I mean?
Oh, a lot of stuff.
Like writing
the
vows.
What's the biggest one, for example?
That people have me handle.
Yeah. Do you think they could easily do themselves?
Like the first kiss, or?
Yeah, no, I don't really step in on that one. The hard time is that they could try to handle themselves is trying to with the family members, making sure certain family members are at different tables. They don't talk to each other. That's definitely a difficult one.
Got it.
Okay. And in the wedding planner, Jennifer Lopez says that there is a specific color in the bridesmaid dresses that means they're going to lead to divorce. Have you found a pattern in what color you pick for your bridesmaids leading to divorce?
I have not.
Okay. Oh, well, in the wedding planner, they say it's green.
Well, and I'm assuming that, Jennifer, you had to watch the wedding planner 4 or 5 times before you were given a license to be a wedding planner, I assume.
Of course. I still watch it.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Do you look at it like some pilot watches a movie about airplanes? Like, this is so unrealistic. Come on.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's like watching ER and being a surgeon.
Yeah.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Time now for today's Mix Top 6. You shaking that headboard and you busting up that mattress, good news. These are the top 6 health benefits of you getting down and dirty more often. Earlier today in the news, Whip shared with us that Gen Z, Gen X, Gen Y, Gen Q, Gen Roberts, everybody. Yeah. Everybody's doing it in a different way, according to what the survey has shown us.
Then we heard everybody's not doing it anymore.
How weird.
The whole country.
What are the odds?
Amazing.
I want to prepare you guys for some words because they're coming your way, so get ready. In at number 6, these are the top health benefits of bumping uglies. You're going to have a happier mood and a stronger relationship. Boom. It's no wonder you got a more positive outlook on life after doing it. There are biochemical rationales for experiencing improved mood as a benefit from sex. It's all about the neurotransmitters that are released during the healthy everybody's having a good time sex that'll enhance that mood. So enjoy it.
Good.
That frisky play might result in a serious afterglow that, in fact, other people may notice.
Yeah. I mean, where are you going to get... You think you're going to get that kind of stuff playing Wordle?
Come on.
The answer is no.
No, sir.
Not 5 letters, though. That's work.
In at number 5, the health benefits of doing it. You're going to have better sleep with a bonus, an increased sexual desire. Or is it Desiree coming up next on the mix? I don't know. The reason you and your partner tend to doze off right after a satisfying session, their words, and then you wake up feeling refreshed is because sex will improve sleep by the release of hormones like oxytocin, prolactin, and endorphins. This combo platter of hormones can produce a sedative effect. Get better sleep.
I think prolactin is also good for your feet, like tough actin, prolactin.
That's
you've
right.
seen
yeah,
those commercials?
John Madden's all about it.
Foot.
Yeah. Come on, hon, tough actin, prolactin. So the next time your partner says, no, I'm tired, you can say, well, good, because I'm trying to help you out.
Oh, gosh.
And then they're going to be like, no, I have a headache. Wait a second. And
help
at number four, yeah, I don't need more help from you. Number four benefit to doing it, reduction in prostate cancer risks. A large prospective cohort study of nearly 32,000 U.S. men found men who reported that they were doing it and, you know, letting loose more than 21 times a month compared with those who had done so only 4 to 7 times a month.
What?
Were 20% less likely to develop prostate cancer. It is worth noting, of those 21 times per month, a majority of them were solo endeavors.
There we go. Okay.
But 21 times a month, that's a lot.
Yeah.
21
almost
times.
Almost every day.
Hon, do it for my health. Yeah. If you love me.
If it's for your health, you can do it yourself.
Yeah. Use it or lose it.
That's right. And at number three, benefits of sex. Less stress, and it's going to lower your blood pressure.
Everyone's or just guys?
Sex will help relieve stress by raising endorphins and other hormones that boost your mood. It will lower stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline in both parties. What's more, some research shows that sexy time might actually help lower blood pressure. Watch out. Raises the pressure in one zone, though.
Don't put the monitor down there.
No, don't do that. Why did you attach it there? Right. You are off the charts. Yeah.
Don't look at me.
The joke just raised our blood pressure.
Yeah, I need a smaller monitor.
Are we done with this list of blood pressure?
We're only on number two. In at number two, the benefits of sex. Sweet, sweet pain relief. I have a headache. I have the relief. Just looking at your partner or even a photo of your partner can help ease pain.
No way.
In one study, people who were in the first 9 months of a romantic relationship, the first 9 months... Okay. They were exposed to thermal pain in a lab. Then they were shown photos of their romantic partners and other attractive people, and they were engaged in a word game as a distraction. Participants reportedly looked at romantic partner photos, significantly dulling their experience of pain. Mm-hmm.
Then 9 months later, in pain, they were like, screw you! Why did you do this to me?
No, hon, look at this photo of me. Keep pushing.
Get your face out of here.
And in at number one... The number one benefit of regular sexy time. It's true and it's valid. Sex counts as exercise. Just like any other physical activity, healthy sex is good for your heart. A longitudinal population-based study published in the American Journal of Cardiology found men and women who had sex at least twice a week had a lower risk of cardiovascular diseases like stroke or heart attack than those who only had sex once a month or less.
But then you always hear about those people who died from a heart attack doing it.
Well,
why you gotta be a downer, Nikki?
Well, Nikki. You just gotta be on the bottom.
Why can't you be stroking to avoid a stroke? That's the headline here.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
A Baywatch reboot is landing on Fox. Apparently, Fox has closed on a script and penalty deal, which I don't know what that means in the industry, but they said it, so I'm repeating it. Basically, it's going to be a new version. Obviously, the original series became one of the most watched TV shows in the world with 11 seasons back in the 80s and 90s. So we'll have to wait and see if people feel the same way as excited about beach drama and all the red bathing suits.
Will Hasselhoff be at all involved? I got
to
think it's some way he's somehow involved.
We don't know. We don't know any details other than the reboot is coming to Fox.
Okay.
And Momoa. He should show up because we all forget that he was from there.
That's right.
He was tiny then.
He's like a little tiny guy.
Yeah. Jason Momoa was in the original Baywatch?
Yeah.
For like a split second.
Yeah, I don't think I even knew that.
Yeah. Wow. And if you see pictures of him, it's like hilarious.
The beginning of Aquaman's story, origin story.
So was pro surfer Kelly Slater.
Interesting.
Yeah, take that one into trivia night.
I'll stick with the Momoa one.
Okay.
Next up, we have to thank Whit for the next story because yesterday he was on it. He was scrolling Instagram as he does, and he noticed that Jennifer Aniston broke some old trending audio, but it's trending again now. And I think we're all going to relate to it on a very busy Tuesday.
My absolute favorite thing in the world to do is nothing. I'm great at it. I should be a professional nothing. That's what I could be. I could be really good at that. Because it's so easy. There's no rules. What are you going to do today? I'll tell you, nothing.
So that's Matt LeBlanc on an interview. And he was basically asked, like, what do you like to do in your downtime? And he says, nothing.
Nothing at
that
all.
That is literally what I want to do. Jennifer Aniston posted that and said, same, Matt, same.
Same.
I have actually thought about that since I discovered that audio. And I think I don't love doing nothing. Because I think it makes me nervous when I don't have anything to do. I'm like, there's got to be something I should be doing.
It's a special skill to be able to really like, relax.
I
want to
get
nothing.
There. I want to get there.
I don't think you have the ability.
Maybe not.
Sorry. And last week we found out from Chris that Eugene Levy is joining the fourth season of Only Murders in the Building. But that's not all. There's a new trailer out that came for the second season of his travel show. It broke last night. I didn't even know he had a travel show.
Yeah, Apple TV.
Yeah. It's called
The Reluctant Traveler.
Yes, I was getting there.
I was taking a trip.
Okay, okay. So, anyway, I love the title. I didn't know about it. And apparently this time around, he's going to be doing a European tour. The season comes out on March 8th on Apple TV.
Take these eyebrows around the world, he does.
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice.
That's your flash briefing.
All right, thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.